Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got the report I never aired because he was in town for several days, and David Knight went back out to confront him. So he's got two different confrontations we're going to premiere coming up at the start of the next segment after we finish with some calls. David Knight, special report, confronting and speaking with Bill Ayers. So that is coming up. I mean, Bill Ayers is such a monstrous person, and I'm going to explain why coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Sheepdog in Iowa. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Thank you. Say, I have a lot of experience with Middle East hierarchy during the first Gulf War. Right now, I believe, purely my opinion, there's a thorn in the side of Western Christianity and all of Islam equally. And it's a phony prince named Prince Bandar. Maybe you've read the book. He's a playboy friend of George Bush Jr. And I think he's at the heart of a lot of problems for the world right now.
Well, that's right, sir. Go ahead.
Have you read the book?
No, but I'm familiar with Prince Bandar, the head of Saudi intelligence, who brags he's running al-Qaeda in Russia and staging terror attacks, and brags he's running the al-Qaeda forces attacking Syria. And so I am aware of that. But, I mean, tell us what you learned when you were in the Middle East in 1990.
I never had to go there. I was a retainer in the United States for all our Middle East allies, hierarchy, and high-ranking military. And I know they are some fine, fine people. And I appreciate Islam almost as much as my Catholic dogma.
Well, I mean, I want to be clear. Exactly. The whole demonization of all Muslims is definitely a diversion. But, I mean, what do you make of how al-Qaeda is being turned loose around the world?
Well, yeah, it's pretty obvious. The other night I was watching some news clip with the black mass boys, and their masks fell off, and it was clearly an Anglo individual behind it. Who's no more an Arab than you're a Pomeranian. Yeah, but I wanted to make that, stress that point. There's not near as much stress between the factions of Islam as people would be led to believe. It's all a political ruse, and it's very dangerous.
And tell us why it's dangerous. Tell us why it's dangerous, and talk about Bandar.
Because... Well, let's go back to 9/11. First of all, I believe those were RC tanker jets that hit the towers. But afterwards, Bandar and Bush got together and discussed it, and it's in the book. And the author doesn't even cover his tracks.
No, no. They were meeting on the morning of 9/11, George Bush Sr. And the Carlyle Group. He was at the Bin Laden table, London Guardian, Associated Press.
Yes. Yes, sir, Alex Jones. But that's not, I could go on for hours, but I'd want to prep my comments because I've worked shoulder to shoulder above the Secret Service with all our Gulf War I Middle East allies hierarchy in the United States for certain specific reasons, admirable reasons, benevolent reasons, medical reasons. And there's a lot of good people leading in the UAE. The Sheikh Zayed family is what holds the world together, actually. But he died, Sheikh Zayed, and his wife, Queen Fatma.
But you know what happened. You know what Albert Speer said about Hitler. He said, you don't know it's the devil when he's got his arm around you. But I understand it's a diverse group over there, but Prince Bandar is bad, bad news. We'll agree on that. Thank you so much. Entering Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It seems like there's no outrage the globalists won't carry out against us. No amount of humiliation is enough against the American people and our journey into slavery, from being land of the free, home of the brave, to being land of the New World Order minions, where they announce that the state owns our children, where they announce that Christians are terrorists. Sebelius uses MLK Day to plug Obamacare. That's up on Infowars.com. Video, 9/11 lessons from Star Trek. That's now posted. Very interesting video. Suspension lifted for imaginary bow and arrow child. Now playing like you have a bow and arrow gets you kicked out of school as part of the thought crime. You think we're going to have guns legal and stuff if they can ban the image of them? Soros supporters, protest turns violent in Ukraine. Now that's CIA trying to overthrow the country because they didn't go with the euro to be destroyed by the euro. I think Ukraine should be neutral, not part of Russia, not part of the euro. Video, the gadgets that snoop on you every day, very powerful. New video getting into how gadgets tie into the NSA. CIA-connected terror group issues threat ahead of Russian Olympics. Expert China preparing to target U.S. aircraft carriers. Warfare, welfare, and Wonder Woman, how Congress spends your money, by Ron Paul. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. We should probably have Paul Watson's article move back into features at the top. I mean, if you want, we can remove Ron Paul's and put it in the subcategory, because that's important, but not as important as Paul Watson's article that we're here talking about as the main story. You can find it at drudgereport.com, though. He still got it up at the top on the left-hand side, third story down. So I guess that's where you'll find that. DHS gave Muslim Brotherhood VIP treatment. No TSA pat-downs. Well, yeah, and the Saudi Arabian royalty doesn't, or even the Bin Laden family, that's not royal by the hundreds. They can go as they please. And they can fly back and forth even when all U.S. airspace is shut down. So that's now out that last year the Muslim Brotherhood leaders listed as an Al-Qaeda-affiliated terror group were allowed to fly in and out of the U.S. over and over again anywhere they wanted, skipping the security, the secondary security that other Americans are put through. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now you notice they're saying in the news, oh, no. Homeland Security is not for Al-Qaeda. It's for the Tea Party, returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, libertarians. And think about how now that's just passe. Everybody's like, everybody knows that. Well, when I got those documents 5 years ago, I guess it was 6 years ago now, Obama had been in office. It was 2010. Or was it late 2009? Type in Ron Paul Tea Party listed as terrorist in MIAC report, guys, and pull up the original InfoWars. It took Ron Paul's office called me about 3 days in, and they said, is this really real? And I said, I told you, I called the phone number on it to the FBI, and they said we weren't supposed to have it. And we called the state police in Missouri, but it has an FBI number on it. I said, of course it's real. And then a state rep came out and defended it as good, and then everyone admitted it was real. That was Thursday, August 18, 2011. Yeah, no, that's a new article. War on Terror targets new targets. Veterans, Tea Partiers, anti-Fed activists. That's when they went public with that. Now, it was like 2009 or 2010, and the exact headline, let me try to bring up the exact headline here. Exact headline was MIAC report. I think Watson or Nemo wrote the article. Ron Paul and others listed as extremists, InfoWars.com. I love this search engine game. Let me see if I can do it, then we'll go to your calls. The point is, everybody knows we broke that. Of course, when it finally broke and was confirmed, you know, Fox News, CNN didn't give us any credit because they don't want people knowing that there's real media out there. Let me see. Tea Party. Party listed as extremist. Infowars.com. The problem is there's so many of these now. You know, thousands and thousands of articles. Here's one. Prison Planet, Obamacare. There it is. Secret State Police Report. That's it. Kurt Nemo. 2009, March 11th. Good job, guys. Secret State Police Report. Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin. Libertarians are terrorists. And then we got a bunch of more documents after that came out from the feds and others saying the same thing, basically written by the Southern Poverty Law Center / ADL. But again, the reason I raised that story is people didn't believe it. Ron Paul was in Congress then. I got a call from Ron Paul, his people, and they said, Alex, you know, we believe your reports, but so you know, how do you know that's real? And I said, well, I called the state police, and they got upset and said it's real. I'm not supposed to have it. It's restricted. You're not supposed to be secret police, state police. And then I called the feds, as I've done on air before. People can't believe it's real. I can't believe he has the nerve to do that, like I have courage or something. I'd have to have blind courage not to fight these people. I'm worried about them taking over and winning. That's the issue. And this is a serious situation, ladies and gentlemen, very serious situation, that now is just mainline, because about a month after that report, DHS stands by controversial report listing Tea Party extremist. And Big Sissy, very handsome person, came out and defended it and said, yes, the number one terror threat is now gun owners, Tea Party, returning veterans. They defended that. I mean, it's so otherworldly. The Taliban can come in, Al-Qaeda can come in and go. In every case, they're protecting them. Of course they're protecting them. They're criminals that are working with other criminals in an intelligence deal to stage this stuff to take over, like the Gulf of Tonkin writ large. mean, this is not rocket science, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. You know, Governor Gary Johnson, former governor, came in and he said, "How are you doing? Your head's not getting too big, is it?" And I've met him a lot in person. He's a nice guy. And I went, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you're just getting so big. I hear people talk about you everywhere." I went, "Man, I'm not. No, no." I said, "I'm not feeling real good getting a big head. In fact, I got the opposite. I got the opposite going on. I'm on a mission here." And I like Gary. It's just that even people in the establishment that are more libertarian, to them they think it's a process. You know, it's history unfolding, and we're going to. No. They've got a hardcore authoritarian takeover grid going into place, and they've got an official army manuals that they're going to re-educate libertarians and conservatives and gun owners. They're going to stage stuff and come try to arrest us. And when we fight back, they're going to call us terrorists. They kick off World War III domestically. And they don't care if a million cops die and a million soldiers. They love that. So just remember, when it all comes down, there's 85 globalists, the Economic Times reports, the richest people in the world, and almost all of them got it through bid rigging and scams and insider trading and fraudulent securities like derivatives. I mean, you read these 85 people that have half the world's wealth. By the way, it's a lot more than that. And then you find out they're all, almost all of them are supporting ending the family, taking our guns, raising our taxes, because they're offshore and exempt. This is a wonderland with high-tech criminals, with armies and disinfo and all the Hollywood psych warfare. And it makes me absolutely, as we come up to the edge of this, I'm not trying to be negative here. We have to admit this is going on. That's the hope. That's what's positive. But this isn't about Alex Jones being a bigwig. This isn't about, oh, I'm this glitter bug, like one of these TV preachers up here, and I'm really, my ego is really enjoying all this. Quite frankly, I've gotten so much more spiritual and so much more centered that the flesh is easier to ignore now. But it's painful because it's not that I even have to avoid fleshly stuff now. Compared to most people, I'm, you know, like a goody two-shoes, but still, even thoughts. It's that now I remember the comfort of the flesh and ego and things. And it's like a life raft in this. You know, I kind of need those things. It's fun to hate your enemies and use it as a defense. It's very warm. It's fun to be able to harden your heart. It's easier to be able to hate people that lie about you and do you wrong instead of feeling sorry for them and really realizing how fallen we all are. I mean, it would be so easy for me to get into power and everything, and instead it's the opposite. And I just see the folly of what all these people are doing, and they have no idea what they're part of. People have no idea how hard it's going to get, how bad it's going to be. Look, this is all real. They really do put poison in your water and poison in your food, and it's all on record. And they really are trying to hurt the children and dumb them down with 2 + 2 = 5. And they really are building re-education camps, official army manuals. Type in re-education camp, army manual. You'll be at the Army's website. How they're going to process you and your Social Security. How they're going to re-educate you in the camps. How they're going to take your children from you and break up you and your family. And of course, they're going to roll this out in increments. Just like Obamacare doubles and triples your prices. No one's stopping it. No one's coming to the aid. The Republican leadership's going along with it. They're all bought and paid for. They're giving Obama dictatorial power. And Gary Johnson's in here, and I'm talking to him and going, he's like, "Well, yes, he's using administrative, and it's not really good." You know, wanting to sound reasonable. No, it's not really good. And this is how we got Lenin and Stalin and Hitler and Mao and Fidel Castro and all the rest of it. And we're slated for the ash heap of history. And we're going downhill like a snowball headed for hell. To quote the hag. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. And I just, I feel everything. I see it all. And now my whole world's been taken over by understanding we're sitting right next to pure evil. The ship of state is run by Satan. I'm we're going in through and beyond. The average person has no idea what's happening. Your call's coming up.
We've all heard as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have anything to worry about. But what do we do when the people that told us that become lawless and use our cell phones to violate our constitutional rights? Get a privacy case from privacycase.com today and stop this high-tech iron curtain from crushing our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. privacycase.com.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old...
You know, you can get out of relationship. relationships. You can even, I guess, kill yourself and get out of life.
Understand.
But they're going to tax you for the coffin. Government, you can't get out of your life. And corporations that run government, you can't get out of your life. And they are hateful, predatory people that have turned themselves over to pure evil, and they love it. They enjoy it every day. And we are a more and more unvirtuous people. And so unvirtuous people will be ruled by wolves, and we are now slaves. Romaine in Florida, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Kyle and others. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, my brother? This is actually Ramon.
I'm sorry. I can't read right at a distance. No, they spelled it wrong. Okay. Oh, hey, well, Ramon, good to have you on with us.
Thanks, brother. I never take it offensively. You know why? Because I know you're a good man. I know you're out here fighting for my children, your children, and the whole humanity. And I respect you and your whole staff for that. And I'm out here fighting with you. But the reason why I called today is because I got a close, you know, I call him a friend that's in the military. And he had the nerve to tell me that when, you know, there aren't any terrorist plots being conducted by the so-called real terrorists, they have to do it themselves. And they have to perpetrate this evil because they have to keep the military industrial complex rolling. They've gotten so far down this trap, and they've gotten so in debt with this mentality that they have to keep this war mind state going, this guerrilla war mind state, that there is no going back. Even the military knows. Now, it's on each individual whether they're willing to fight when the time comes against it or they're going to fight for it.
Well, that's the thing, Ramon, is that they've gone from saying, we don't fund al-Qaeda to, okay, we do, but it's for your own good. But we don't spawn you without warrants. Okay, yes, we do. And then they get caught targeting the press and Tea Party with it and harassing people with the IRS, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, they're a bunch of crooks. And there's a lot of people in the system that are going to go, okay, I guess it's all true. The conspiracy theorists were right. But so what? We're still the good guys. Because they just don't have the moral honor to say no to all this. And so the next evil is the next benchmark. And then a greater evil is the benchmark. And then soon the bottom falls out. And that's the point we're approaching.
I absolutely agree. But I'm hoping that everybody's humanity, I'm hoping that everybody's love for their children and one another grows huge to the point that All this darkness they're trying to surround us with, all this hatred and fear for one another, whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheist, black, white, it's so much division being perpetrated amongst us. We have to look past that and realize that God created all of us. He wants prosperity for all his children. So we have to fight. Those of us who are good Christians, good Muslims, good atheists, good whatever you call yourself, agnostic, please stand up and fight for one another. If you see one person's liberties and freedoms being perpetrated, then that's everybody's liberty and freedom being perpetrated. Once we start fighting for one another again, we'll start winning these battles.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been one that wasn't for this war on Islam garbage. I knew it was a manipulation, but it is a discrimination against everyone that they let the Muslim Brotherhood not be checked. Everybody else does. That's discrimination. They're all busy trying to get race baiting going on because they know the real discrimination of the UN being exempt, the big bankers being exempt from their own laws, General Electric being exempt from their own laws. That's the real discrimination. That's the big, all of us, the common people, are being absolutely screwed over. We've got to come together for common law, common weights and measures, justice. And justice is never perfect, but man, it's really getting screwed up right now. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just, you've been doing a great job, you and your whole staff, man. You guys should try to take more often some breaks, be with your family. We know you guys out here on the front line, but you should take time to consider, man. Those kids that you're raising are the most important thing.
I know. Believe me. I want to spend more time with my family. Now expanding on this, though, so is your friend in the Army? Is he enlisted? Is he an officer? Non-enlisted? I mean, officer? What is he? Non-commissioned?
Without saying too much, we'll just say that he's a high-ranking officer in the Navy. We'll just say that. We'll say, because I don't want to get him in any trouble. He's a good person, but I believe the mentality of a soldier for being in the military so long has manipulated his opinion.
So wait a minute. He admits they staged terror attacks but says that's good?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Says that without that, they wouldn't have the funding or the support to keep up this military industrial complex that they need to, quote-unquote, keep us safe from the real terrorists. So they say if there's not enough real attacks, you have to keep it going, and that's the way, you know, you keep us safe.
But sure, no, that's what false flags are. No, that's what they're doing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
This is now breaking in the mainstream media that all iPhones post-2010 have iBeacon, tracks individual locations, bombards user with ads. That's their own hardwired system in to sell ads to users. To sell ads to the big companies. I'm going to break down what's really behind that after we take your phone calls and then get to David Knight's confrontation with Bill Ayers here in Austin. Two different confrontations. He went to two different places where he was speaking. I want to go through at least Kyle, Jim, Richard, Ed, and Michael's calls, and then that's going to be it for calls today because I've got some more news I want to hit. Briefly, this hour, don't forget, was brought to you by the best storable food company out there, bar none, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And I'm going with them because they've got certified non-GMO in their entire great line of high-quality, fresh, storable foods. Delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free cups. Storable for 25 years. Infowars.com has links over to them as well if you forget the site. But it's mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Or give them a call at 866-229-0927. Briefly, I'm not going to belabor this. We have the fluoride shield that's in 2-ounce bottles, twice the size of the survival shield, nascent iodine, that has the nascent iodine in it, but also five other shilajit and other key things that are known to take heavy metals, fluorines, fluoride out of your body and protect your thyroid. We've got fluoride shield available at InfoWarsLife.com along with a survival shield and Super Male Vitality that we're getting rave reviews on with this estrogen-bombed environment. Just try it and tell me what you think. All we've gotten, again, you've heard them on air, the point of having to tell people, please stop, is rave reviews because we're bringing you the highest quality across the board. And with all the toxins in our environment and with the fluoride in the water and with it bioaccumulating in the crops and with the radiation increasing across the country, it is now more important than ever to get these key trace elements and minerals into our bodies. And your purchase, regardless, supports the broadcast. So take the Super Male Vitality Challenge. Women can take it as well. It does the same thing. Take, in fact, better, they say, actually, with women. Take the Survival Shield, the Super Male Vitality, the Fluoride Shield. You can take them all together, but consult a physician if you have any questions or any pre-existing conditions. And then give us your reviews, because regardless, you're supporting the broadcast and getting the message of liberty out to everyone. So go to InfoWarsLife.com today. Check out the informational videos. Read the literature. We have the great Southern Mexico High Mountain Chiapas coffee that's organic and volcanic soil. My favorite coffee. Took me years to find a source directly to the Chiapas farmers. This is directly to them, beyond fair trade. And so you actually help build up a real economy, sustainable for those people. People love the coffee. I love it. It's my favorite. People either say it's their favorite or they love it. And you're supporting the broadcast, Wake Up America, with Immune Support Blend and Regular Blend at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's now get to this story, and then I'm going to go back to your calls. Secret Minority Report tech in all post-2010 iPhones. Now, they already have it built in with GPS triangulation by the feds. And a chip in there where they can dial in with a capacitor even when it's turned off since 1996, all cell phones, including smartphones, and turn it on and listen to you. And I told you that many years ago. That's now public. Told you that in 1997. Now, this goes in because the local media is now reporting on it. And oh my gosh, it's breaking. Maybe they'll get a Pulitzer Prize. Apple recently announced that they had secretly installing Minority Report-style tracking technology in all iPhones since the iPhone 4, which was the first one they released in 2010. I guess the iPhone 4 wasn't their first. It was their middle one. The point is, that's even a lie right there. Also, Amazon patented shipping items before they are even ordered by the anticipation package shipping with algorithms to know what you're going to buy before you buy it. See, this is knowing the future before it even happens. So it's not just the government. It's all these groups spying, folks. You're like, well, what do I have to hide? That's like posting where you live and what you got for Christmas on Facebook, and then you go on a trip. I just got this new TV or this new computer. By the way, I'm going on a 7-day cruise tomorrow. They rob you. The globalists are bad. You have privacy to protect yourself from bad people. Oh, it makes me angry. It makes me so incredibly angry that all of this is going on. And look, it's Pandora's box. They have all this advanced technology. Sure, you can use it to corner markets and dominate. But I saw a movie. I think it was called... What was the movie where he gets hired, but they erase your memory? After you've worked on a project because it's so secret, these tech companies don't want you selling it to somebody else. And it's paycheck based on a Philip K. Dick book. You're right. And in it, they learn it's a lensing technology that the Defense Department was buying to see into the future over the horizon using quantum mechanics. But instead, it's a corporation using it to know how to corner markets, but it centralizes power so quickly it causes a nuclear war on the end of the planet. And by the way, that's Philip K. Dick in the 70s figuring this out. This stuff is going to screw everything up. I remember 6 years ago reading declassified public source stuff where Google admitted their plan was to be able to tell the future. And back then they had 93% through your searches. They know where you'd eat on a month from now before you did. They know all your patterns that you're not conscious of. We're creatures of habit. And again, you're like, well, so what if they know I go to Billy's Sports Bar? When they get enough data, it's fed into war game computers And they know how to shut down businesses in certain areas. They know how to jack up prices on certain things and shut down their competition. I mean, this is really cold-blooded. And their argument is, someone's going to adopt this anyway. You're not going to escape innovation. We might as well innovate with a predatory angle and take over because we're the good guys. But they're not the good guys. And that's all I'm telling you is, the brakes need to be put on this real quick because it violates common law, it violates common sense, and it's dangerous. Kyle in FEMA Region 4, you're on the air. Appreciate you calling in.
Alex, transmitting from FEMA Region 4. How are you, sir?
Good, brother.
Well, Alex, it's an honor, and I want to take this opportunity to eulogize Aaron Schwartz. You talk about privacy. Of course, the big frontier for privacy now is on the Internet. And, you know, we lost Aaron last year, January 11, 2013. And now this young man was a prodigy and a titan for liberty, I believe. We all know he founded Reddit, but he also helped invent the RSS feed system, which is an integral part of today's Internet.
He was worth a lot of money. He was a real libertarian fighting the tyrants, and he was just getting engaged. He said, I'm going to beat this fake charge of getting these MIT documents. And then so they came and killed him and then spun into suicide.
Right, right, which I don't buy. And, of course, you're right. I mean, in 2011, right after he led the fight helping to derail SOPA and defend Internet freedom, the DOJ slapped 35 years prison charge and $1 million fine on him for downloading some academic documents. And so tying into your point earlier, Alex, I mean, in a system where the Muslim Brotherhood can express walk through airport TSA security and the engineers of the 08 crisis, you know, dying at the White House and those with members of Congress, I mean, Schwartz was facing lifetime in prison, pretty much, just for downloading some documents.
That were like three decades old, if I remember, and open source already. He just did it as an act of act of civil disobedience to create a court case he thought he would win.
Right, right. Well, even, and he, the database from which he downloaded the documents was JSTOR, popular academic, you know, journal and database, and they even released a statement that said, We regret being drawn into this case from the beginning. We settled our civil dispute with Aaron in June 2011, and he returned the data he had in possession. So, I mean,
but I'm going from memory. I mean, I followed it, but not that close. Wasn't it the data was old, and it wasn't even, it was like publicly paid for, no big deal. I mean, what was the whole story behind that?
Well, I mean, I'm not too privy to the details, but I know the documents were originally from MIT. And of course, then you know what happens is these colleges and these institutions, they of course authorize JSTOR to house the documents, and then once a company like JSTOR has them, they're open to the public. Now JSTOR charges a fee; you have to be kind of a member to have access to their documents.
Yeah, and that's what he was angry about. Now you just reminded me that this was publicly paid for, but had been made for a for-profit thing.
Right, right. So I mean, you know. Maybe they have some kind of legal angle on that, but I mean, 35 years in prison and $1 million fine. I mean, obviously that's out of proportion. And here you have JSTOR, the entity that should be on the prosecution side. And I mean, they didn't really care. They didn't have a problem with it. So it was clearly a hatchet job, a persecution job. And the reason why I want to highlight Schwartz, Alex, is because he really reminds me of the spirit of the founding fathers. The founders talked about, having an elite of virtue and talent lead the country. And, you know, a lot of people are very talented, but, you know, are corruptible and aren't as virtuous. And a lot of people, they maybe are more virtuous, but don't have the skills and talents, which, I mean, not that I do. But, I mean, you know, Aaron, he was a kid, he was a very young man. He's well accomplished, obviously a prodigy. And, I mean, he instead of just basking in the riches and the fame that he had and could have had more of, I mean.
Instead of selling out to the system. He just said, no, it's about being virtuous, and they took him out. Great points. No, I hear you.
Take a look at Mark Zuckerberg for a parallel example. They went the other way. I mean, he could have been the next Mark Zuckerberg, maybe not as big, but, you know, just could have joined the establishment and lived on Easy Street for a while, and he didn't do that. So, I mean, I want to use Aaron's, like, sort of the anniversary here of the persecution of Aaron as so-called suicide, which I don't buy, to sort of, I guess, call out people. I mean, if you're someone and you're listening to the show, I know you have a lot of folks, Alex, that maybe are powerful and are people of means and kind of sit behind the scenes. I mean, right now, we need you guys. And, I mean, we'll try to support you.
Exactly. I got to jump to get to the other people, but you made some great points. Thanks for the call. Last week, we had the think tank Extraordinary Crisis Needed to Preserve New World Order. Author of Shock and Awe Doctrine says elite threatened by non-state actors like Edward Snowden. They go on to say in there, empowered individuals have to be eliminated. They're afraid of individuals. That means even in the elite. See, folks, this is about the end of free will. This is the opposite of liberalism, folks. Political correctness. Andrew Cuomo, the governor, saying, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. That's not what New York State's about. He defines what it's about. And then once they've done that, they rule you. These are dangerous people. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon. First of all, I've never been a Star Trek fan, but that is an excellent video. I have a real brief statement to make, but afterwards, before you hang up on me, I'd like to submit a prayer request. Something the governor said earlier, I don't remember his exact words, but I've been saying this for quite some time. I don't sugarcoat things. I speak my mind, whether I talk to somebody face-to-face, on the phone, on Facebook, or whatever. They said, you shouldn't be saying things like that. They might hear you. And my response is usually, I hope they're listening to me because I want them to know what I got to say. And that's my point. You know, I hope they know what my feelings are.
Well, here's what they're doing. They're giving the NSA secret intel to larger and larger circles of operatives, corporate operatives, police operatives, you name it, foundation operatives, where they're going to be using data, limited data, it won't be the full data, against you locally. This is for political upper hand to take over, brother. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, well, I say let them have at it. Anyhow, the prayer request I'd like to submit is tomorrow is one year anniversary from when my daughter went to meet the Lord.
Oh, my God.
I just want to reach out to yourself, all your staff, and all your listeners to say prayers for her and myself. I've sought grief counseling. And I won't be alone tomorrow. I'll be around a lot of good
What
friends.
Was her name?
Jessica.
How did she die?
Accidental overdose on prescription medications. She went by Jessie Mae. That's what she liked to be called.
Good God. All right, brother. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I mean, you say pray for her. I mean, what should we pray for her?
Just pray for peace and pray for me.
Oh, in her name. For all the innocents that have gone, yeah. I hear you. That's why I appreciate you. That's why I just want to be a very moral person, is because I really see how it affects people when you make unmoral decisions. And I want to make the world a better place. And it hurts really bad to see people using the technology of lies, deceit, disinfo. I see people all the time, too. If they want to do something bad to somebody, they will make something up about that person that they've done so that they can then say you're bad so they can do bad things to you. And it's just so many people that are evil don't even know they're evil. It's very frustrating. It's very scary. It's important that, you know, a dad talks about his daughter. It's important we remember people. We don't just shovel somebody in their grave and forget about them. I feel a connection to my ancestors, even though I don't know most of their names. Let's talk to Richard in Missouri. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for the great amount of information you've given me to research and...
Please, no more thinking, as they say, dittos. What kind of dog is that?
Right over here on the other. Just a second, Alex. I got somebody at the door. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, my name and numbers on the back there. He's a 7-year-old brown boxer. There's a picture of him there. Let me show you a picture here right quick.
I love this. Somebody's at his door wanting to know where their dog is.
The house is your way.
The guy's still talking?
He's right on the other side of the fence, right by the storage unit in the corner here. So you're the closest one to him.
Okay.
Right place you're seeing. I have muddy paw prints over there.
Is he friendly?
He's very friendly. He sleeps. There he is with a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old. He sleeps with her every night.
Hey, you want to tell this guy he's on the radio?
Dude, he's 8 years old. Doesn't have.
I'm on the radio right now, so
thank you.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I have been aware of the problems going on since I was a teenager. I'm 56 now.
So you've been a thought criminal for a long time.
Yes, I have. I've been treated as such, by the way, many times. But anyway, what would happen if we were somehow to get turn the tools of the NSA against them and they were suddenly to see themselves on computers and on their viewers, them being...
They would call that criminal, felony hacking, and invasion of privacy and throw you under the prison.
But wouldn't that be great?
Well, yeah, no, that's the essence of tyranny, again, is that they can do it to us, we can't do it to them. I hear you, and I appreciate your call, brother. Hope your neighbors... what's your neighbor want to do with the brown boxer? Was he telling you that he had seen his dog had been on your property, or what's happening? He's gone. I want to hear about that brown boxer. I'll have to do a little bit of overdrive, because I got to air this David Knight piece during the main broadcast coming up in the next segment. We'll do a little bit of overdrive and go to Jim, Tim, Kevin, and Ed if I got time. Man, I tell you, it's just we're living in the middle of incredible times. I don't want to hear anybody say we should be bored, because living is an incredible experience, even if it's tough sometimes.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the end. Yeah. By the way, folks, New York Post reporting an old man, clearly looks like he's Chinese, didn't speak English, didn't stop their orders to stop jaywalking, so they didn't wait till he walked to the other side and give him a ticket. They beat him bloody and arrested him. Because they're just waiting for someone, whether you're deaf or mentally ill or whatever, or don't speak the language, to not do what they say, because, you might get to kill somebody. But, again, the establishment's above the law. It's all about us doing what we're told. This is a criminal takeover. And you're going to find out, all you cops that go along with this, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. Here's a guy that, on record, bombed police and, his organization, the Weathermen, killed people. And then he got a get-out-of-jail-free card because Bill Ayers, on record, works for big major foundations that Obama's and Tim Geithner's family work for, and so they're above the law. And they get to have earrings and dress all trendy. Everyone thinks how great they are when they're monsters. They work for the big offshore banks to collectivize and break this country. And don't worry, they're winning. They probably will destroy everything. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Bill Ayers.
The accusation that to establish your society, that you would put people in a re-education camp.
Yeah, say it again.
That to establish your society, you put people in a re-education camp.
Larry Gradwell, right. No, nothing like it.
That's David Knight.
Nothing.
But I was thinking about our conversation this morning because, you know, I realized that I didn't fully understand. I still don't fully understand where you're coming from, but, the idea, I'm sure you're for certain kinds of things about government, right?
I want to be left alone. I don't want to use government to solve anything.
So you don't want roads.
Bill Ayers has a red star on
a
shirt.
I'm a big fan of government, and I don't know why you guys would make me that way.
Categorically.
Never said anything of the sort, and Larry Grathwell, except in some fever swamp once you go through the rabbit hole, he has some credibility. What credibility does he have? He calls himself an FBI agent. He wasn't an FBI.
No.
He never called himself that.
He has no credibility at all. He was a paid snitch.
And but because of the violence that was happening at the time, because...
What violence?
Bombings, that sort of thing, because...
You mean the bombings of Vietnam? You mean 6,000 people...
No, I mean your bombings.
Whoa.
Because of yours, that had...
Larry Grathwall was a Green Beret in Vietnam and infiltrated these pieces of trash organization.
Also, whenever communists and Marxists take over, we have necklacing, we have mass murder, we have re-education.
We have torture. We have re-education camps.
By the way, he died last year. This guy calls him a liar. This sack of crap.
It was a war of terror. Where 6,000 people.
Recently, didn't do anything like that to anybody. You know, you guys are capitalists.
I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
6,000 people a week.
I would never.
So when you talk about the violence of those days, I hope you're talking about that. About John McCain, the terrorist.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Thank you.
I think it was counterproductive to do violence here because I think it galvanized the middle class to think these guys are right.
I don't see where the evidence of that is. That's an interesting theory. Where's your evidence of that?
A lot of the middle class would say, if we got people who are avowed Marxists that are bombing.
Where's your evidence?
Folks, we're out of time on this video. We're going to post this with my commentary that we just did live on air, but we're also going to post the full video without my commentary up on the YouTube channel right now. Or, we'll air on the Nightly News tonight, and then we'll post that tomorrow for everybody else. But it'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll air that. But I want to make some comments on Bill Ayers. I mean, by the way, the man he was talking about that exposed them and infiltrated them, Larry Grathwald, who just died last year, he never said he was an FBI agent. I mean, just Ayers is a lying pig with a red star on his shirt saying he's an anarchist.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Nation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.